Next patient is Jeremy Savella. Savella is S-A-V-E-L-A. Savella. S as in Sam. S-A-V-E-L-A. Jeremy. J-E-R-E-M-Y. Jeremy. Date of birth is 3/21/72. And the date of visit is 7/21/25. Next paragraph is, please make a copy for Dr. Gordon Jones, M.D. Gordon Jones, M.D. Next line, dear Gordon, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Thank you for sending Jeremy Savella for pulmonary evaluation. Next, cyst present illness. This is a 52-year-old male. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a 53-year-old male. 53-year-old male who has previously been treated for pneumonia and a left pleural effusion in October of 23, had to have a decortication done for a large left pleural effusion, which was recurrent. The patient had a pleural biopsy, which apparently was benign and showed inflammatory tissue, and was negative for malignancy. He had follow-up CT chest done in July of 2024, which showed atelectasis and scarring in the left lung with decreased volume. And there was a nodule in the right lung, which was unchanged. The patient also had statue densities in the right lower lobe. Which were less conspicuous. There was no pneumothorax noted. The patient has had no follow-up CAT scan. He has some tightness in his lower chest, but denies significant cough, wheezing, and denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or mapped as a spirit. He has not lost weight. He does have a history of obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP mask nightly, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past is significant for right thoracotomy and decortication. I'm sorry, significant for left thoracotomy and decortication for a large pleural effusion. He also has been treated for pneumonia in the past. He has obstructive sleep apnea. And he has been treated for hypertension and dyslipidemia, period. The next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next. Habits the patient denies smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. He works in construction. No asbestos exposure. Next, med list. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Losartan 25 milligrams daily. And vitamin B12 injection. Next paragraph. Family history. patient's family history is non-contributory. Mother has a history of malignancy. Father's in fair health, period. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever or fatigue, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He does have urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Yes. Some chest tightness, wheezing, and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea, or constipation. He has no depression or anxiety. He does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built, this is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white male with alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, clothing, and peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 231. HGD norm, pharynx, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear. Nasal mucus edematous. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the absence of irregular from an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, edema, no gap tenderness, reflex of the 1+, no gross motor absence, cranial nerves, gross intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of pleural effusion with decortic agent. And number two is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. And number three is atelectasis, left base. Number four, hypertension. Number five is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. And also get a CT chest without contrast. He will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. I was advised to get a copy of his labs. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. First time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Gordon Jones, M.D. G-O-R-D-O-N. Jones, J-O-N-E-S, M.D. Thank you.